Welcome back, everypony. In the previous chapter, we see that there were more kids, more adults, locked away, and now dead, deep within the Crystal Palace. The question still remains why Sombra would do this. Why would he have so many kids? Why would he lock them away? And why in such freezing conditions? Many were just babies, all scared and alone. And Verna really was the lucky one. But now a bigger question comes. Will Shining Armor and Cadence tell him about the discovery? Or will Inverno find out on his own? And if he does find out, what will happen then? For right now, it's time to simply focus on Inverno for a little bit. Enjoy this next chapter. Let us begin. Inverno in F Minor. Written by Cracked Inkwell. Chapter 12. Defiance in C Minor. Inverno's mind was restless. For hours, his thoughts had refused him sleep until those questions were satisfied. They demanded answers that the unicorn couldn't give. He rolled over on his bed. He had lost count of how many times he had done this since he got under the sheets. Inverno tried to distract his mind by focusing on thoughts of his favorite music to drown them out. He focused on the kind of music that soothed and relaxed him. Perhaps a few lullabies would keep his demons away. His mind drifted over the familiar sound of his pipe organ, back to a memory of him playing a lullaby that sang out a soft, warm sound, a sound of the dark. Yet, as the melody played on, he noticed that the song morphed from the pleasant music of the organ into the disjointed song of moans and cries. Inverno opened his eyes to find that he was back in the crowded torture chamber with his father again. This time, however, Inverno found himself neither hung from the ceiling nor tied up. He wasn't the one who was about to be given pain. Instead, he was standing right next to his father, who was holding a knife in his aura. In front of them hung Shining Armor, or at least what was left of him. His mane was ripped out, his white coat dotted in bruises, and his mouth was stuffed with an old rag. Inverno saw that his left eye was blackened and swollen so much that it was forced shut. He could only see Shining's right eye shining out from under heavy brows, silently pleading for this to stop.
"Today is today. It's about time for the grand initiation."
Sombra grinned. Inverno looked between Shining and his father.
"Papa, what's going on? What initiation?"
Sombra knelt down in front of the cult.
"Inverno, I believe it is time that you undergo a rite of passage. Today is the day you take my place as king, but before you do, you must complete this one small task so that you may become a stallion."
"What's that?"
"You see this?"
Sombra pointed at what remained of Shining.
"It has been a very bad slave. You see, this thing has done something so shameless that it deserved something severe to pay the penalty. That punishment, as you can see, is pretty much over, but the problem is that he has too many bruises, broken bones, and hold on for a second."
Inverno watched as his father went up to the prince, turned around, and bucked him hard in the chest. The colt, in his shock, heard a sickening crack and Shining's muffled sobbing scream.
And a few fractured ribs,
Sombra continued.
This means that this filth is too weak and beaten to walk, so before I did anything further, I had a wonderful idea. I thought to myself that this would be the perfect opportunity for you to enter adulthood and take your rightful place beside me.
He levitated the knife over to his son.
In Bono, for your initiation, I want you to finish it.
What?
Sombra raised an eyebrow.
Problem?
Papa, I can't do this.
Of course you can.
Sombra cooed.
Trust me, this animal has suffered quite enough as it is. Plus, the suffering that it's facing is a little too much. After all, a king must learn when to show his strength as well as his mercy. I can assure you this is the height of kindness for the pig. Look at him. All it asks is to be put out of its misery. Take it.
Even being over the zenith of fear, Inferno took the knife into his own magic.
But Papa, I've never killed any pony before.
It's not as hard as you think. Killing a pony is unsettling at first, but after a while you get used to it. It's pretty easy. With that knife, you can finish him off in many ways, such as a slice at the neck or a stab in the heart. Anywhere on the abdomen or just simply making him bleed would do nicely. Get creative if you wish. Now, go on. Make your papa proud.
Sombra nudged him towards the pony in agony, knife still in his ruby aura. He gulped as he slowly leveled the long, sharpened piece of steel toward Shining's heart. Shining, with his only good eye, shut it tightly, with a few more tears trilling down. And Inferno looked at him, then back to his smiling father.
Go on, you can do it.
And Inferno looked at Shining again before closing his eyes. Taking a deep breath, he hesitated. How could he go through with this? Sure, Shining wasn't his father, but he didn't do anything wrong either to deserve this. He and his wife, for all this time, have done nothing but look after him. Opening his cat eyes, he pulled the knife away.
No.
There was a sudden clip-clop of hooves, where Inferno turned to find his father, glaring down at him darkly.
Excuse me?
No, Papa. I won't do it.
The colt answered nervously. Sombra narrowed his eyes.
Inferno, be a good colt and do as you're told.
Not like this. Not with him.
Inferno, do it or make me very angry.
His father said in a warning tone. Inferno, even though he was afraid, looked at Sombra in the eye and still said,
No.
Sombra slapped him, knocking the colt down on the stone floor.
Fine then, if you're going to beat this weak, I'll have to take care of this myself.
Sombra snorted. He then levitated the knife that Inferno had dropped. Even in pain, the colt felt nothing but the urge to spite his father. He looked over at the knife, and the blade shattered before Sombra could plunge it into the beaten unicorn.
Don't you dare hurt him!
Inferno yelled in defiance, his eyes locked on his father, their surfaces glimmering with tears. Sombra dropped the hilt of the blade as he felt pressure around his neck. A crimson light shone as cracks started to form, and Sombra found it hard to breathe. He croaked out,
Son, stop!
Cease and desist!
A voice rang out. Suddenly, all around him, everything Inferno saw cracked and shattered like a hoof to a mirror. The young unicorn covered his head as the pieces fell all around him to reveal the stars of the sky. Above him was a full moon from which a shadow descended, and out of the light of the moon came a familiar-looking alicorn.
Luna?
'Tis so. We suspected thou might have a nightmare tonight from what Prince Shining has told us. By the look of things, Our suspicions were correct. Art thou all right? The Princess of the Night replied, landing in front of the colt. The young unicorn took a few deep breaths, his eyes returning to normal, and he wiped away the tears in them.
I don't know.
We have witnessed what has happened here, child, for we art somewhat torn by thy actions. On one hoof, thy courage has been noted when thou resisted something that thou knows was wrong. She laid herself down on her stomach.
Courage?
Inverno questioned.
What courage? I was scared when I disappointed Papa.
An act of courage is not about having no fear of anything, for that is the definition of stupidity. The courage thou hast shown was that even when thou were afraid, the bravery to say no to thy father is something to be admired. However, thy attitude for what happened afterwards is something that we art more concerned about.
And that being?
Thy anger. We sense a usage of raw dark magic, one that has a lack of form but can still be extremely dangerous. For magic based in fear, like thy father was using, or the consuming effect of envy, were tamed compared to thy demonstration. If left unchecked, it could be a threat to not only those around thee, but for thyself as well.
I don't understand.
Anger, in a sense, is like unto fire, for when used wisely, can be a great servant, but when done incorrectly and not looked after, can lead to disastrous consequences. Trust us from our personal experience, anger can have an effect on ponies that could take years to recover from.
I know.
Inferno slumped.
Papa has already told me this before. But sometimes it's just so hard. How could I not get angry whenever something bad happens? Even when Papa almost...
The unicorn trailed off. Luna got up and put a hoof under his chin. Thou still cares for thy father, does thee?
He's... Why would he do this? I couldn't see how Papa would do anything like that. But...
Every pony has a dark side to themselves, Luna said as she began to stroll down the path of stars, urging Inverno to follow. In life, this is unavoidable. The two natures of good and evil are inseparable in everyone and everything. Nothing can exist without having at least the slightest element of the other. For not everything is in black and white. Good ponies have a touch of darkness within themselves, as do evil ponies have a touch of light. In the end, all that matters is what thou dost with thy light and thy darkness. To use them creatively, or to leave behind a path of destruction. Thou can be a beacon to lift others up, or a hammer to beat them down. It's a lesson, we confess, that we've learned the hard way.
The hard way?
We admit, there was a time where not only jealousy, but anger too, have clouded our thoughts, driving us to an end we later regretted. Looking back on our disputes that could have been resolved with a clear mind, we can only remember them as embarrassment and regret. Besides, turning to dark magic wasn't exactly the best choice either. The nocturnal princess put a wing over the unicorn. Besides, if thou could take anything from this dream, remember this. Thou art not like thy father. Thou art an innocent colt, whose courage is like that of a lion. But like a lion, such anger must be tamed as well. And this is why we are sending a teacher over to do precisely that.
What teacher?
One who has knowledge of music throughout the ages, a master of keys, and although his methods, we are told, are provocative, they have proven positive results in both his students' skills and attitude. Before Inverno could ask anything further, the world around him quivered and shook, and the Princess of the Night took flight towards the moon above.
What's going on?
Thou art waking up. Fear not. We shall be watching thee when thou needest the most. Light and shadow rippled violently until brilliant light had him blinking the sleep from his eyes. Yawning, he looked around only to find that he was in his messy bed in his new room. Inferno asked himself,
"Why do I keep having these weird dreams?"
This was chapter 12 to Inverno in F minor. Well, everypony, we see Inverno really does have an anger problem. It was apparent before, but to this extent, wow. Even if Sombra was still alive, if Inverno got angry like this, I don't think even Sombra could have stopped him. In fact, I think Sombra might have ended up dead. Everypony, please be patient. The next episode will be out soon. For now, thank you for joining us.
The hard way?
We admit, there was a time where not only jealousy, but anger too, have clouded our thoughts, driving us to an end we later regretted. Looking back on our disputes that could have been resolved with a clear mind, we can only remember them as embarrassment and regret. Besides, turning to dark magic wasn't exactly the best choice either. The nocturnal princess put a wing over the unicorn. Besides, if thou could take anything from this dream, remember this. Thou art not like thy father. Thou art an innocent colt, whose courage is like that of a lion. But like a lion, such anger must be tamed as well. And this is why we are sending a teacher over to do precisely that.
What teacher?
One who has knowledge of music throughout the ages, a master of keys, and although his methods, we are told, are provocative, they have proven positive results in both his students' skills and attitude. Before Inverno could ask anything further, the world around him quivered and shook, and the Princess of the Night took flight towards the moon above.
What's going on?
Thou art waking up. Fear not. We shall be watching thee when thou needest the most. Light and shadow rippled violently until brilliant light had him blinking the sleep from his eyes. Yawning, he looked around only to find that he was in his messy bed in his new room. Inferno asked himself,
"Why do I keep having these weird dreams?"
This was chapter 12 to Inverno in F minor. Well, everypony, we see Inverno really does have an anger problem. It was apparent before, but to this extent, wow. Even if Sombra was still alive, if Inverno got angry like this, I don't think even Sombra could have stopped him. In fact, I think Sombra might have ended up dead. Everypony, please be patient. The next episode will be out soon. For now, thank you for joining us.